Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Jeter. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting third. The first baseman, Gene Tenarche. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Bill North. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Vita Blue. And now, play ball. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball four. Kelly moves to third. Allen moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. Reichardt reaches second base with a double. Kelly scores. Allen scores. Melton moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Melton scores. There goes Reichardt trying to get to home. North throws the ball into Campaneris, who relays the ball to Fossey, who tags Reichardt, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy strikes out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeter hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fosse for the out. Bando moves to second. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kelly strikes out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Hermann and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tenarche hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Orta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horta. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Horta steals second. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeter strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 1 in the game. Fossey hits a fly ball into center field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. North takes first base on ball 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. North steals second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2. White Sox. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive towards the mound. Bonson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tenarche hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bando takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Terry Forster now pitching. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 2 in the game. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Angel Manghul pinch hits for Dick Green. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. North strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 3 in the game. Rudy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Kubiak now playing second base. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0 for 3 in the game. Jeter hits a line drive towards third. Bando reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Horacio Pena now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allen. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Allen steals second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Melton takes first base on ball four. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Reichardt hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tenarche moves to second. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bando moves to second. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-3 in the game. Fosse hits a fly ball into center field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hosley pinch hits for Ted Kubiak. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dal Maxville now playing second base. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Andrews strikes out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann is hit by the pitch. Luis Alvarado pinch runs for Ed Hermann. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Tony Muser pinch hits for Eddie Leon. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alvarado. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Alvarado steals second. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Orta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North, who is chasing the ball. Orta reaches third base with a triple. Alvarado scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0-for-4 in the game. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Alvarado now playing shortstop. Chuck Brinkman now catching. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-4 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Brinkman and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado misplays the ball. That's an error on Alvarado. Campaneris moves to third. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-4 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. Tenarche moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 5, Athletics, 5. Cy Acosta now pitching. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-4 in the game. Fossey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville bunts towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Orta covering, for the out. Fossey moves to second. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. North is hit by the pitch. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Campaneris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fingers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Andrews strikes out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 5 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Rudy reaches second base with a double. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ten Arche bunts towards the mound. Acosta fields it and throws to first for the out. Rudy moves to third. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson is walked intentionally. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bando hits a line drive into center field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0 for 5 in the game. Jeter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jeter. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Jeter steals second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Jeter scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Allen is walked intentionally. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 0 in the game. Maxville bunts towards the mound. Acosta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fossey moves to second. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. North hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Acosta fields it and throws to third for the out. Maxville moves to second. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 3 for 6 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Acosta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maxville moves to third. North moves to second. Steve Stone now pitching. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 6 in the game, with a double. Rudy strikes out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tenarche strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.